You know my tradition, you know my modus operandi. Whenever the word is coming, I don't joke with it. I focus, because at every turn in my life, at every significant turn in my life, it's always been based or anchored on the word from God. At every turn in my life, my family, it has always been at the word. At the word. So please don't allow anyone distract you, whether it's your husband or wife, friend. Don't allow anyone distract you. Amen. I want to start us on a journey, and the journey is God's word for us. You see, when God wants to do something in your life, he gives you his word. When God wants to transform you or translate you from darkness into light, from poverty into wealth, from sickness into health, from any place of pain, any place of shame to glory, he gives you his word. But the thing about the word of God is, the Bible says the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel, it looks so simple, it looks so foolish, that we, coming from a background of works, you want some, you don't feel it, you don't engage with it, you don't connect with it. I was sat in my living room, in my dining table one night, and I was just reading the Bible. And as I was reading the Bible, I came across the book of Exodus. Please, we are going to do a lot of Bible reading. If you're making notes, please take notes. Anything I say, don't take it hook, line, and sinker. Always go back and search the scriptures for yourself and see if these things be true. Amen. So I was reading, and I saw in Exodus chapter 6 and verse 4, I was reading, the translation I was reading was the Amplified, I believe. And it says, and it said to me, "And I've established my covenant, and I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers." And at the time I read it, as I read it, something just opened up to me. It's like my eyes opened. I was sat like this reading it. And as I read it, something happened to me. Do you know what happened to me? I looked at the corner of my eye as I was reading it on the dining table. At the corner of my eye, I saw a red British passport. At the time, I wasn't a British citizen. I saw a British passport on the right-hand side of the table where I was. And the word entered me. You see, the Bible says in the book let's turn to Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, chapter number three, Ezekiel 3:24. We're just going to read the scriptures, because I realized and I'm noticing that in this day and age, people don't read the word of God anymore. We don't read the Bible, we just want to hear messages and sermons. Is he on the screen? Ezekiel chapter number 3. Sorry, the technical, the medium production team, you have to forgive me. But I want you to see it for yourself, okay? So don't just look at the screen. Open your Bible, bookmark it, make a note, because it's, you know, when you reference it in the future, you will know that you've read it. The Bible says, "Then the Spirit," because of time, if you read the preceding verse, it says the angel was speaking to him that God sent. It says, "Then the Spirit entered into me, Somebody was talking to him. And as the person was talking to him, a spirit entered into him. And it says, and set me upon my feet, and speak with me, and said to me, go, shut thyself within thy house. When the word of God opens up to you, what happens is that the Spirit of God enters into you. The Spirit of the Word of God enters into you. John chapter 6. It says six sixty-six. It says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So when God is talking to you, the Spirit is entering into you. When you're watching a movie, when you're listening to the news, you hear some news and you become depressed. You hear some news, you become excited. You hang with some people, you talk with some people, you become offended. What is happening? There's a transfer of spirit. But the Bible says in this case, when we engage with the Word of God, when we engage with the Word of God, His Spirit enters us. And the Spirit has the capacity to do so many things. Okay? The Spirit of God has the power to make you stand on your feet. Maybe things have been tough. Maybe there's somebody here, you're sick. Maybe there's somebody here, you have a terrible situation. Maybe you have a child who you are struggling to manage and discipline. Maybe you have a husband who's not listening to you. Maybe you have in-laws that are giving you hell. Maybe you have a boss at work that is stressing you. Or maybe you have a project that you are struggling to figure out how to raise the capital for. The Bible says, when the Spirit of God enters you, He will set you on your feet. The Spirit of God has the power. The Spirit of God doesn't need any connection. Bible says, not by power, not by capacity, not by self-determination, not by connection, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit. My Spirit, says the Lord. As the Word of God comes, His Spirit enters you, quickens your mortal body. It can heal you. Bible says, I had a story one time of a man that was sick. He had an accident. He was involved in an accident. His bones were broken. So he was in the hospital. And he was just reading the scriptures. And he came to the portion of scripture that says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all. And not a single bone of his shall be broken. The Spirit entered him, and the man got up from the bed and walked home, and his bone was healed. The Word of God needs to enter into you, because the Word of God can create. It has the power to create what was not. My wife had an ectopic pregnancy, and they said they would need to remove one of the fallopian tubes. And I said, that's fine. But I went into the place of prayer after hearing the Word of God, that the Bible says, we call forth things that be not as though they are. The Word of God has the power to recreate what was not there. The Bible says, and Jesus saw the man that was born blind. And they were asking him, why is this situation in this man's life? I don't know what it is in your life that is not there. But the Bible says, and Jesus, somebody hear me. I said, Jesus went, took clay, mixed it, spat on it, put in the man's eye, told him to go and wash. And the man went and washed, and he began to see. He first said, I see men like trees. Said, don't worry. But the man saw. What happened? The Word of God, friends, has the creative capacity. God said to us at the beginning, when we were retreating last year, that this year He wants to take His people in Love Assembly, people who are partaking of this ministry, who listen, who will be blessed by it. He wants to take us from glory to glory. That's His word. In your marriage, from glory to glory. In your finance, from glory to glory. In your business, from glory to glory. In everything that concerns you, from one level of glory, of honor, of abundance to another level. But the thing with the word of God is, if you're not careful, you will miss what he's saying. Because the Bible said the letter kills, but it's the spirit that gives life. So you can read the Bible from now, Genesis to Revelation, from January to December, and still not come into the revelation, into the spirit of the word. The spirit then says, if I'm going to take you from glory to glory, you need the manual, you need to follow some steps. And the steps are outlined in the themes of the month, in the themes of the season. It's not just for one season. You have to take it as a whole. And in this season, he's saying that he wants to pour out the grace that will help you transition and make that journey from glory to glory. A few other things he has said, declutter. Be ye saved, be born again. Marvel not that I say to you, you need to be born again. You've been coming to church for years, but you are not saved. And in this season, he's saying he wants to take us he wants to reveal to us the grace of our Lord Jesus, the grace of Christ. And the question is, what does this grace mean? How does this grace fall into moving you from glory to glory? Remember I told you about the word. Can we turn our Bibles to the book of Zechariah chapter 2? Zechariah 2. Like I said, we're just going to be reading scriptures. Before we go to Zechariah 2, let's read the word from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18 says, now the Lord is the Spirit. Remember where we read, he said, and the Spirit entered me. You're reading the Bible, you are hearing the word, and the Spirit enters you, meaning the Lord enters into your life. He's explaining it. He's saying, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty. Underline the word liberty, because I'll come to it again. Because one of the meaning of grace is liberty. Okay? There is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, so there has to be no covering. We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed. So you, as you're looking at the mirror, you're looking at the word of God that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The word of God that says, I will give you the power to get wealth. The word of God that says, you will live and not die. The word of God that says, by his stripes on the cross, I have been healed and made whole. The word of God that says, he that names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. As you are beholding in the glass, the word of God that says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. As we are beholding in the mirror, the glass, the glory of Christ. The scripture says, just beholding it, gazing on it, paying attention. Bible says, we are what? What happens when we do that? We are, I want you to help me. We are what? We are being transformed. Being is the key word. Being is a process. The transformation doesn't happen in one day. Have you ever wondered why some of your parents look alike? Have you ever wondered why sometimes you look at your mom and dad and they look alike? We become what we see. You become what you see. As you're looking at it, you are being transformed. It's like an x-ray. Gamma rays and x-rays emanate from the glory, the Christ, the word you are looking at. And it is transforming you into the same image of what you're looking at. Just as from the Lord the Spirit. So we can't just look. So this glory that God wants to try, the glory God wants to manifest in your finances demands you and I to look at his word concerning finances. Look at his word concerning himself. As we are looking at it, we are not looking, he didn't say look at your bank balance. Because what happens normally is that you have a project, you have an assignment. The first thing you do is you look at how much do we have. Isn't that what you do? Don't be spiritual. Don't be spiritual. Isn't that what we do? Okay, the word is hitting you. Okay. We look at who we know. And then when we do that, we do what the children of Israel did and we go, I can't afford it. I can't. But that's not the instruction God gave you and I. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So, Lord, I pray that you open your people's eyes to see the truth right now. Holy Spirit, just help me. Help me. As we behold, as in the mirror, do you know the scripture says there's nothing too hard for God to do? You see, one of the things is that sometimes you hear these things, but you've not encountered it. Do you know that you can look at the word for a year, 2 years? In your surroundings, like nothing is happening. But you are being transformed. You are being changed. Your understanding of money is changing. Your attitude to money is changing. Because if he doesn't transform your thinking, you might become like those who win the lottery and in 5 years they are poorer than they were before they won the lottery. Because God doesn't have a problem getting you to the promised land. Oh, somebody didn't hear me. God doesn't have a problem giving you what you've asked for. God can change your situation at the snap of a finger. It's not a problem for him. But what he has a problem with is he knows that the promised land, the promise you're asking for, can destroy you. What you're asking for has the capacity within itself to kill you and destroy you. So what he does is he starts with you asking you to look at him. As you look at him, your character begins to change. So that when you enter the promised land, when you come into the abundance that God has promised you, you can sustain it. He doesn't have a problem with giving you the job, giving you the wife or the husband. But he knows that when you get her, you might kill her. She didn't fry the stew the way your mom used to fry it. Then you send her out. So you see, the problem is not him giving you what you ask for. It's, do you have the capacity, the grace to sustain? So, in light of this, in light of this truth, right? He then says to you and I, let's go into the word. Let's look at the word. Let's look at it. Oh, sorry, somebody have a look at that child. Let me start with the definition I found as I was studying. Grace is the strength the advantage, the immunity, the liberty we have in Christ to achieve and to do what the Lord is tasking us to do. Grace. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 14, was talking about Jesus. He said, and the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, full of grace and truth. If you look at verse 17 of that John chapter 1, it says, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. You look at Zechariah, if you go back to that Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, Zechariah 12, 10, if you can bring it up so that everyone will see it. It says, and he will give to you the spirit of grace. The spirit of grace. Remember we read and we said, the Bible says, and the spirit entered me. The word of God we've seen in John chapter 1, verse 17, Jesus, the Word of God, if you read verse 14, Jesus, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we knew him as Jesus. But Jesus then said, the words that I speak to you, they contain two things. As I'm speaking right now, you are hearing, receiving the Spirit of God, and in it contains the life of God. And as the Word is entering you, it's challenging you, it's stirring up some things. So the spirit of grace is embedded in the word of God. The spirit of grace is found in the word of God. So it's like coconut. When you crack open the coconut, there is something inside the coconut. You can't get the thing inside the coconut without cracking it first. So in cracking the word of God, something opens up to you. Because you might be looking at the word, but it hasn't become flesh. It hasn't opened up to you. Because when that word opened up to me as I was reading that my Bible on that fateful night, it told me that God had given me this land. If you read some translation, it says that land of your temporary residence. And the word of God entered me and he told me he had given me this land. So I knew that I had my British passport. But that then started a journey of ups and downs, of going to court, of being told, the Home Office wrote me and said, you have a week to leave this country. And I said to them, I am not leaving because the Spirit had entered me. The Spirit had entered me and told me that God had given me this land. You see the way you're laughing? You know, that's the way Sarah laughed when Jesus told her, that you will have a son by this time next year. You see, the word of God looks foolish. That's why I said the preaching of the gospel looks foolish. How can you see somebody sick with cancer and you lay hands and say you are healed? It doesn't make sense, does it? Does it? But the difference is that the person saying it has encountered the spirit of the word. The Home Office told me you have a week to leave. I told them, the Lord has given me this land. All of us are British citizens. You see, until you begin to take the word of God literally, you would not encounter the glory to glory move. They said, your passport is at the airport. Any airport you choose to leave, we will bring your passport and meet you that day and give you so you go back. I told them, I am going nowhere. Why? Because I read the scriptures and the Spirit entered into me and God then gave me the grace. Why am I saying this? Because as the word enters you, he gives you the grace, the advantage, the inside information that the Home Office didn't know that I knew, that my God is the Father of the whole earth. The earth belongs to him and the fullness thereof. I didn't see. Faith in the word is not wishful thinking. Please, please, this is where we miss it. You desire something and you just say, yes, I'm standing on this. This is the word of, no. That is wishful thinking. Faith is God speaks to you and you put your confidence in what God has said. That is belief. Sorry. Putting confidence in what God said is you believe what he said. Taking action, proportionate action, in line with what you believe is faith. Because faith without works is dead. I couldn't have said, no, God, yes, I believe this word. You have given me this contract and I keep quiet. I said to the Home Office, let's go to court. We went to court. I'll bore you with all the story. The end, we won the first case. The second case, because the first case was, you don't have any right to appeal. We can't give you a right to appeal. I said, no, you have to give me a right to appeal. Why? Because God said in Exodus chapter 6, verse 4, flow with me. I've given you which land? The UK. So I said it. So we won. They said, okay, we'll not give you the right to appeal. When we now went to appeal, we went to the court. They said, we are going to court. I was thinking that maybe the Home Office lawyers will not come to court that day, but they came. The grace of God is what carries you from the day you encounter the word to the day you enter the promised land. What is grace? Grace is what carries you from the day you encounter the word to the day you see a physical manifestation. So, this is what happened. I have witnesses here that were in court that day. So, the Home Office made their case. My lawyer made the case. Then the judge looked at the case. And the judge said, turned to the Home Office and said, this is not the type of people we want you to send out of the country. Why did the judge say that? You see, the word of God, you have to drill into it and you have to stay with it. God might give you one instruction. Always listen out for the next one. During the time, God spoke to me and said, I was reading the Bible again. I saw in the scripture that the Bible says, do good and trust the Lord, so you will inherit the land. Have you seen that scripture before? It says, do good and do what? Trust. What did that mean? So I was asking. So during the time, the Home Office said, you can't work. Listen, you can't work and earn a wage. But he didn't say you can't volunteer. So I started volunteering. Listen. When God gives you an instruction, when you read the scriptures, ask him for understanding. The Bible says that in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 to 9, it talks about wisdom. It talks about understanding. It will do what? Can somebody bring it out? It will give an ornament of grace on your head. Can you bring it? Proverbs chapter 4, if you have your Bible, somebody bring it. If somebody have a mic, just read it. Proverbs chapter 4, 7 to 9. It says that on wisdom and understanding, that is Christ. You know, Proverbs was talking about Jesus Christ. He says he will give you what? An ornament of grace. There's a grace that comes from the word. And what happened? I started volunteering. I volunteered with CAB, a Citizen Advice Bureau. I volunteered in church. We did the litter cleaning, street cleaning. All these things I was doing was what? Was what? Was what? Doing how? the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Ghost anointed Jesus. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with what? Who went about doing? See, do good. One of the calling of Christian, of us Christians is to do good. Don't always expect monetary reward. Just do good. Be a blessing. Because you never know. The judge turned around and said to the Home Office lawyer, this is not the kind of people we want you to send out. Have you seen the good he has been doing in the community? Have you seen the good he has been doing? He turned to me and said, young man, there's a fair wind blowing in your direction. I didn't say pastor said it. I said the judge said. There's a fair wind blowing in your direction. I'm going to give you what we call Article 8. I've never heard what Article 8 was in my life. It wasn't on the Home Office, you know, the Home Office visa, this thing. I didn't know what it was. I turned to my lawyer, I said, what is Article 8? I don't want Article 8. She said, that's the best thing you can ask for. Because the judge of the whole heaven and earth had decreed that he had given me the land. And I was given a visa that was not in any of the list. What am I saying? I didn't know anybody. I wasn't connected. But I was connected to the God who made the heaven and the earth. And I read his word. And his word showed me. Because when you read, you must see pictures. God speaks in pictures. He says, see, I've given you the land. But you have to fight for it. The fighting you have to fight, the good fight of faith, is the grace of God that helps you. Somebody will ask you, how are you coping? It is the grace of God. How are you managing? It is the grace of God. I can't explain it. But I just saw the word of God. And I believed it. And it opened up to me. Friends, what is that situation you are in? You need the word of God. You need to hear the word of God. And when you hear it, it will quicken you. And you'll be talking and people say, how are you going to fund this project? You say, by the grace of God. I don't have the money now, but I know God will make all things abound towards me. Because you know what? You might not even need money. You might not need money. I've told this story before of how God delivered me from money. I was going one day, I think for an interview. I needed to go for an interview, a job interview somewhere outside Liverpool. And I was like, oh Lord, you know, I was calculating, Lord, I need this amount to buy the train ticket. If I get there, I need to take taxi. You know, what do I? So I'll say, Lord, give me money. And he just spoke to me. He said, why are you always asking me for money? Just ask me for what you need. I can provide it without money. God can supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I said, oh Lord. So if you come to me now and tell me you have a project, I'm excited. I will tell you 10 ways, 20 ways to do that project without money. Because I've come to the understanding that I don't need money. I need the word of God. The first question, did God tell you? If God has told you, he make all grace abound to you. You might need to wait. When God, I was reading again, one time God said to me, in the book of Isaiah chapter 12, we had waited and waited. We weren't having any children. We were having miscarriages. I read. I want to show you. I don't want to preach at you. I want to show you. Isaiah chapter 12. I was reading it. And the word of God opened to me again. And it says, in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou were angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy you will draw water out of the wells of salvation. He said, Your first child name shall be called Joy. The second will be called salvation. The third will be called praise. And that was 9 years of looking into the word until it entered me. Are you able to stay with the word? Stay with it. Just stay with it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. Though mother might forsake you, father forsake you, business partners forsake you, but the Lord will never leave you comfortless. I say this, God will stop being God and he will die. Quote me, God will die the day he doesn't fulfill his word. He said, my word have I exalted, lifted above myself. God will bring his word to pass. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10. I am what I am by the grace of God. You must be to become to be. It is by the grace of God. Paul speaking said, I am what I am. He said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed on me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they. Grace is the power, the energy, the capacity to see what God has promised come to pass. Even if you die, God will still bring it to pass. God is not afraid of you. He's not intimidated by you. He will do what he said he would do. Abraham didn't see physically, but he saw it in the spirit. And he prophesied. You must believe the word of God. Even if you are dying, even if the situation is not right. Why? Because as the more you read the word, the more you dwell in the word, grace is released. The Bible's time will fail me. The Bible says in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, he admonishes us to grow in grace. Grow in grace. Because the grace is like the fuel, the engine, the fuel that powers your faith, that powers you through. When you make that application and they reject you, grace is what powers you. And that grace comes from the word of God. You keep looking at it. You keep staying on it. And he said, I will not leave till my change comes. Job chapter 14, verse 14. I will not leave you till my change comes. Lord, in my marriage, I'm not behaving like a husband. But Lord, I am staying on the word. I'm looking at it that says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Lord, reveal to me how you love the church. How you keep forgiving the church. 70 times 70. Lord, I'm not there yet, but I'll keep looking at the word. I'll not listen to what my friends are saying. I'll not listen to what my parents are saying. Lord, I'm not listening to what society is saying. I'm looking at the word of God until I am transformed into the same image of Christ. I'm not there, but I'm going to stay on the word till my change comes. Would you fail? Will you fail? Will you fail? Yeah, you fail. Bible said the righteous fall 7 times, yet he will rise again. As I'm looking at the word, I might drop the ball. But as I'm dropping the ball, the grace that brings salvation has appeared. Some days, I was like, fear gripped me. What if the home office break into my house? What if they take me? What will I do? Fear. But one thing I do, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Lord, I'm afraid, but thank you. Some days you are weak. You are weak. You look around. Your friends are posting on Instagram how their life is good for them. You know it's all lies. But those pictures would discourage me. I said, Lord, Lord. But he said, you know when the serpent was put on the pole? He said, if you look steadfastly. Why did Peter sink? Did Peter sink because he didn't receive the word? No, the word came to him, he received it. Did he sing because he didn't walk towards Jesus? No, he was walking towards Jesus. But what happened? At some point, things around discouraged him and he started sinking. Friends, grace pulled him up again. Are you down? Grace is picking you up again. In the name of Jesus. Let's just pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. I have so many things that I wanted to share with you. You are what you are by the grace of God. The grace is the capacity to keep you. To keep you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Are you sick? Are you sick? Are you down? Are you confused? I want you to stand on your feet this afternoon. And I want you to just cry out to the Lord. His grace is available. His grace is available. His grace is available. His grace is available. Masata Yagada. I remember I applied for a job. And God told me he had given me the job. I got an email from the company. They said, no, we wouldn't give you the job. We gave it to the other person. But something happened, they said. But there's just something about you we like. And we have created another role in this company that wasn't there before. We will pay you the same amount as the other role. Would you take the job? I said, yes, I'll take it. Why? Because God can create something that wasn't there to be there. The grace of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to reach out for the grace of God right now. I want you to reach out for the grace. I don't know whether your faith has taken a knock, but I want you to hold on to God. I want you to reach out like Peter. The spirit of grace is here right now. The power, the strength in the word. Maybe your business has gone down. Maybe your finances has gone down. Maybe you came to this country and what you have seen was not what you were promised. But I tell you, God is here. God is here. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God to salvation to them that believe. Lord, I give you praise. Masa, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Grow in grace. Grow in grace. Jesus said, he gives grace to the humble. Grace only comes to the humble. Grace comes to the humble. God resists the proud. Are you proud? You think you can do it by yourself? You think you can be healed by yourself? No, you cannot. It is by the grace of God. I am what I am. I am what I am. But not by my degree, not by my passport, but by the grace of God. My marriage will not die. My life will not die. My satosh, I might be getting old and older, but the grace of God, God's word will come to pass. Lord, give me the grace to hang on. Give me the grace to hold on. In the name of Jesus. Masata. Somebody's not feeling well. I stretch my hand to you right now. I speak the grace of healing upon you. Receive the healing of God. What the doctors and man have said is impossible, with God is possible. I prophesy life to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody was depressed before you came into this meeting. Somebody was struggling with depression. You were down. You've been discouraged. But I speak encouragement into you in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift you from the pit wherein there is no water. The Lord lift you right now in the name of Jesus. The Lord help you. The Lord help you. The Lord make his grace abound towards you. The Lord send his angels to keep charge over you. You are troubled on all sides, but you will not be destroyed. You will stand to testify in the land of the living. Masata, somebody has an immigration issue. You have an immigration issue. I speak life in the name of Jesus. By this same time next year, you will look back and you will say, if not for the Lord who has been on my side. Somebody's womb. God is recreating. God is removing that fibroid. God is removing that fibroid. God is recreating that fallopian tube. God is recreating that strength in you. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody has a job interview this week. Somebody has a job interview this week. I speak favor. The favor of the Lord go with you. you will not say what men say. You will say, when men say there's a casting down, you will say there's a lifting up. I speak a lifting to you in the name of Jesus. Basso. Somebody here, you got a news. You got a news from somewhere outside Liverpool regarding your family member. I don't know who that person is. But I speak to you before you get home. You will get another news that everything has been shorted by the power of the Holy Spirit. Masatayagada. There's somebody here, you've been struggling with your faith. When you were in your national service, you used to be strong in the faith, but life has battered you. I speak grace to you. I speak to you, look up and see your Lord. Your salvation is at the door. In the name of Jesus. Somebody has a medical complication. I rebuke the devourer. I rebuke the devil from your situation. In the name of Jesus. The Lord says, touch not my anointed and do my son and daughter no harm. In the name of Jesus. Oh my Father, I thank you. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. My time is up. I have so many more things to say, but my time is up. Somebody, the Lord is saying, look up. By this same time tomorrow, a grain. There's inflation. Inflation is not going to have anything on you. You will be earning more than inflation. That financial situation, I speak favor. I cause the east wind of the Lord to blow away every voice speaking against you. And the grace of God comes upon you again. The west wind of the Lord blows and brings quail. You will pay your rent. You will pay your bills. You will not be indebted. The Lord is at... Somebody's worried. You're doing a program. I don't know whether it's a postgraduate or you're doing a program. And you're worried about what will happen when you finish the program. The Lord said, I should tell you, He has gone ahead of you. Fear not. Receive grace to hold on. Receive grace to study. Receive grace to stand on the word of God. Master, the devil, the enemy will come against you like a flood. But the Lord of grace, the Spirit of grace, lifts up a standard against them. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you.